This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In New Orleans, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers announced yesterday that it had closed breaches in both the London Avenue Canal and the 17th Street Canal. Engineers are now pumping water from the flooded city back into Lake Pontchartrain. They are still working to fix the city's pumping stations.
There's 22 major pumping stations in the entire city. We're trying to track all of those, get a status on them, and get them all operational.
That's Colonel Richard Wagner, the district commander of the Corps of Engineers in New Orleans. He says his team installed the auxiliary pump, which is drawing water out of the city. He says it will be a while before New Orleans is dry.
I'm sure there are going to be certain areas in the city that are extremely low or that were severely damaged where businesses will not be able to operate for 3 to 6 months at least.
Even then, Colonel Wagner says the focus will shift to fixing the infrastructure that failed to protect New Orleans from flooding.
Probably we will be working anywhere from 1 to 2 years to address the drainage systems. Why did the walls not support the design that was out there? Just a lot of work that would prevent this in the future.
In the meantime, engineers face one of the grimmest tasks in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, helping to collect the dead.
Although it's somewhat sad, as this water moves towards the pump houses, bodies that have not been recovered may end up moving towards the pump houses. And we are coordinating with sewer and water boards to have police officers and search and rescue elements near the major filtering screens in the event that there's a body that must be recovered.
Throughout the crisis, Colonel Wagner says his team has not flinched from doing their jobs, despite some great losses of their own.
I have people in my district that have lost everything and have been working for the last week 24 hours a day with their families living in motels or having been evacuated to try and repair a project that was probably one of the most challenging projects we've ever undertaken.
Colonel Richard Wagner is district commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in New Orleans. After struggling to get crime under control, New Orleans police are dealing with a new issue, where to put the people they've arrested. The jails in New Orleans are flooded, and prisoners have been moved to a holding facility set up at the city's bus and train terminals. After visiting the region yesterday, President Bush is calling for a, quote, tidal wave of compassion for hurricane victims. Today, the president will discuss hurricane relief efforts with his cabinet, charity groups, and lawmakers, and he'll make an appeal for schools to accept young evacuees. The federal response to Hurricane Katrina has drawn criticism from many quarters as too little, too late.